Good morning. Let us pray together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I confess to Almighty God. All the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. Christe, Christe, eleison. Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. Let us pray. O God, who show the lights of the truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are counted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Whoever keeps the word of Christ grows perfect in the love of God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, 'If I had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets.' Thus you testify against yourselves, for you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your ancestors." The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. Jesus came on earth just to give the witness to be true. Hypocrites means you make outward signs that you're a righteous person. Your heart is not that with love. And that's why St. John, first letter, says, "Whoever keeps the word of God, word of Christ, grows perfect in the love of God." So you don't live the spirit of Christ. That means the way, the love unconditionally. Always being the first one to love. Always put God's will in the first place in your life. At times you could be hypocrites. You do good things for other people to see, but that's not the conversion of your heart. It's important that we start again. We could be bad yesterday, but Jesus doesn't know what we have in the past. Important is now today we say, yes, I do. And that's the moment that we start the new life. So new life is not that we baptize. Of course, when we baptize, we become new life. But so many years ago, and we can put into, in the past, we can make many mistakes and sins. But it's important, past is past. Jesus wants us always start again. Every day is a new day. As Mother Teresa always tells us priests, about Teresa of Calcutta, asks us priests, see every Mass as if the only Mass, the last Mass, and the unique Mass, the first Mass. So you too, today, is the first time you attend the Mass, or even could be the last time, with heart, attention, put God in front of you, put aside everything. Past, say sorry to the Lord what you have done. In the future, live in His hand, and wholeheartedly live the present moment.